All right, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
You're welcome. Girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
Yay! Magic's here! Yay!
Finally!
Oh, God, I'll tell you what. And this is episode 19, God Save This Podcast.
Oh, please. Please let him save it.
Yeah, somebody has to save it. We've been having issues, but it's okay now, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The funny thing is we decided to call it that before we ever had the issues.
I know, isn't
See,
that
but it was
serendipitous?
Foreshadowing? Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
So, Ninja, we got some business,
we
don't
do
we?
Have a little bit of business, as we always have business. Not giving you the business, but we do have business, so I'll get it done.
Yippee.
I'll get
well,
it quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, because you know you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't avoid it. You have to do it. Just do it.
Yeah. It's like breathing.
Yeah.
Only with your fingers on a keyboard.
I was going to say, but better.
And without
but...
the rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you got to keep commenting on stuff, because we love reading your comments, and we respond to them as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah, amen to that.
But we like...
And if you don't comment, we don't feel loved.
No. We really feel like, you know, the smelly kid that's in the corner that nobody, like, wants to talk to.
But everybody that just obby guy? Dane Cook. Anyway, don't sue us.
Yeah, don't. No,
so you say obby, and I think saw, too.
Oh. Make it stop. Make it stop. I didn't like that movie. It scared me.
Oh, see, I bought both Saw 1 and Saw 2 the other day.
I don't like power tools. They scare me.
Anyway.
I don't think there were power tools in the second one.
I know, but a saw, it just makes me think of the power saw, and then it goes right through bone, man. It goes
okay,
through bone, man.
Okay,
it's not
okay.
Right. It's not
no,
right.
No, that's not a power saw. That's a bone saw.
I know. Annie, you can make a regular saw go through bone. It's not right, man. I'm just telling you, man. It's not right.
Ninja.
All right. I'm sorry.
Calm down.
Anyway, you can also contact us toll-free, 1-888-333-8985. It's a free call for you.
It's free love for us.
And we do enjoy the free love.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it doesn't cost nothing.
I know. And
I'm having to pay for love.
Yeah, paying for love is kind of pathetic. Moving on. One other piece of business is that we've made an adjustment to the gallery pages.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Now they display a little bit different. Because some of the people over on the Mac side in Safari were having a hard time dealing with our XML foo that was going on. So we changed it. So now it's a funky-ass little slideshow that you definitely need to check out. It works on everything. So don't be a punk-ass bitch, as Pandalicious would say, and check it out.
Don't be a punk-ass bitch!
I knew you were going to do that. I love it when you say that. And then the last piece of business that we have is you might have noticed that last week we didn't have a candy bitch.
Nope.
And it's because we didn't have enough entries that I felt it was fair to do a drawing, seeing as how there were only three people that possibly could have won, and two of the people were the same person. So it's really kind of not fair to put that into the algorithm to pick a winner.
So obviously we need you guys to do your part since we're doing ours.
Exactly. But that being said, I've decided to give away a t-shirt.
Finally.
Ooh. Yeah. So, with the drum roll. Very nice. Deuce is Wild, you've got a t-shirt coming, bitch.
Yay!
Woo! Now, which
I
one
wonder
does
who
he
will
get?
Be on it this time.
Well, we had a little issue with the last t-shirt that we gave away. Because, as you know, we've been making special designs that aren't available in the Freshwear store for the t-shirts that we give away. Unfortunately... the t-shirt design that we put up and tried to have a t-shirt made of last time for our last t-shirt winner, I had to battle with the cafe press people for 2 weeks to get them to make it because evidently we made it look too much like an iPod ad, you know, the silhouette things with the headphone things.
Oh.
And they're like, well, we don't want to get sued. I'm like, but I drew it. Look, it doesn't even look like the current generation. It's just a white box. They're like, yeah, but it looks really good like it. And I was just like...
So wait, they're punishing us for being too good?
Yeah, basically that was the problem. Because we duplicated the style so well. I mean, you've seen the Pandalicious one. Tuki has it. And so we did the silhouette, but what we did was, with our avatars, we left all of the lines inside, all the definition lines, and made them gray, so it's not an exact silhouette.
Yeah.
It's really just a black version of the character.
Right.
Or blacker.
Like a negative version.
Exactly. Okay? And then we put it on a colored background. Evidently, we just did too good of a job drawing in the earbuds. Because they let the Pandalicious one fly through. But for some reason, the Ninja Sister one on the pink background, they were like, oh, we flagged it. Flag on the play. And I was like, no.
So now what are you going to do?
I finally got them to, after going back and forth and back and forth, and be like, okay, look, I can give you the original art, bitches. I'm telling you, it's ours. They went to the site, looked at the avatar, and they said, okay, well, we'll let this one through, but you're going to have to remove the art. So, with that being said, I started working on a new shirt, and since I've been working on Magic's avatar and almost have it done, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a special, special shirt with all of the avatars on it.
Yay!
And Deuce will get the inaugural shirt.
Okay.
Congratulations on that. I want that one.
Yeah, it's going to look hot because I'm already working on the background, and it looks tight. So.
Man, that means Tuki has an ultra special rare shirt.
Tuki has an ultra special rare shirt because she's the only one that's ever going to have that
It's
shirt.
Legendary.
It is now a collector's item.
Yeah, so stop wearing it right now.
Yep, yep.
Go vacuum seal it somewhere.
Yep, because...
It's me!
Yep.
It's me.
It's the only Pandalicious silhouette style shirt we will ever make.
Oh, wow.
So, that being said, that's the end of my business. I'm going to hand the mic to you, Pandalicious. What you doing with it?
I am going to break it down like I always do on the anime side.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to the sound before me. I've decided to experiment a little bit, you know, and...
It's always dangerous when you experiment.
Yeah, but, you know, this was an anime that I probably wouldn't have come across if it hadn't been for college.
Okay.
Yay, college. Everybody go to college if you like anime. And also for education, but, you know, anime, it helps.
Really, anime before education, people.
Actually, you don't actually have to go to college to bump in on the anime club groups. You could just
No, not really. Group. Just know people who go, and they'll invite you.
Something tells me if you show up and bring pizza, nobody's going to throw you out.
No.
Or cookies. Cookies,
too. We like food. Anyway, we were watching this last year, we watched it a little bit because our director was kind of being mean and wouldn't let us talk. But anyway, I have love for everybody. But the title is Kyo Kara Mao, which is translated to God Save Our King. And at first, you know, when this got thrown at me, I was like, this looks like a whole, like, you know, kind of yaoi-esque adventure thing. And it totally is. And
yay for yaoi!
Oh, you know, you've got the overly pretty men, but very masculine men, except for one character. Well, technically two.
I do like my men pretty.
Oh, they're pretty men in this. You know,
all you need to know, all you need to know to define that this is a yaoi is that the official underwear of the king is a black satin thong.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have to see this.
Yes, you do.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it's a is it Genion?
Genion
puts it out.
Okay.
You can find most of them if you go to three or four different Best Buys because they're scattered to the like four winds.
Okay.
But they're out on DVD.
Good to know.
I've only had pleasures of listening to it subbed, thanks to friends from my anime club. Mm-hmm. Props to them.
Yep.
And your main character, you know, his name's Yuri Shibuya. And he goes to high school, and he loves baseball. Baseball.
Okay.
And, you know, and he's a nice guy, you know, kind of like doesn't want to jump into too much, just living life. You know, and this one day he's walking home from school, and he sees this guy that he knows from school but isn't really close with.
Right.
And his name is Ken Murata, and he's kind of got glasses, and they kind of look the same. They both have black hair and dark eyes, you know, but Murata's got glasses on,
okay.
You know, so he's kind of like the dork.
Right.
And he's kind of being, you know, harassed, you know, and, you know, Shibuya's kind of walking by, and he's like, you know, maybe I should say something. You know, and he's debating whether or not he wants to jump in, you know, and defend this guy or just let them do what they're going to do.
Right.
You know, and while he's debating, he gets pulled into it thanks to Murata because he's all like, hey, Shibuya, you know, or whatever, Shibuya. You know, and he's all like, oh, man, he had to go and open his mouth. You know, and then he's like, hey, maybe you shouldn't pick on him. You know, and then they're like, what are you going to do about tough guy? And they start, like, picking on him. And they kind of drag him to a girl's bathroom, you know, and they do what boys do in girls' bathrooms. They dip your head in the toilet.
Wait, give him a swirly.
Yeah, it's a swirly.
A swirly it's in a the swirly. Girl's room.
In the girl's room.
Well, would you really want one in the boys' room?
Yeah, that's
in the urinal, like face smushed in the urinal cake. I think not.
No, well, just think about it. Okay, do you really want to have your head stuck in a dude stall?
No.
Oh.
Anyway. Sorry. Yeah, shudder. So anyway, you know, he gets his head flushed, and you think that's gonna be it, and he'll just throw his head out and be all like, "Ew!" But something magical happened.
It's a magical swirly.
It's a magical toilet.
I'm getting this. I can remember this happening.
It apparently transports him to another dimension. Other world.
Amanda, do you remember what he says?
Oh, God.
That's something along the lines of, like, why is there a black hole in this toilet?
Toilet. Yes. That's right, he does. You know, it's like, wow. You know, like, surprised. You know, and he gets transported to, like, this countryside.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there was a black hole in a toilet.
Yeah.
Be like, wormhole. All right, sorry.
So anyway, you know, he gets transported to this, like, you know, it looks like, you know, your average little mountain-esque road near, like, a village.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's like, it's kind of weird. You know, and he sees some people. So he gets up, he brushes himself off, and he goes and he's all, you know, trying to approach these people. And they start freaking out. You know, and they're all kind of, like, blonde. Like, they're all, like, different kind of race people.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and he's like, oh, maybe they don't know Japanese. You know, so he's sitting there, and he's trying to communicate with these people, and they're freaking out, and he can't understand why. You know, and he gets introduced to all these key characters who come in. And this one guy, I can't even pronounce this name for the life. It's like, I'm going to say Albert, or Eldelibert or whatever.
Okay.
I can't say it. Maybe Midget.
Midget?
Maybe Midget.
Excuse me,
can say
I'm like a foot taller than you.
I know.
Midget?
Yeah, I know.
Which means you're like a foot and a half taller than me.
Yeah. Mystic would probably have a better chance of
Midget,
you know,
Mastic Girl.
Wasn't it like Albright or something?
Or Al. It's like kind of like that. I'll just say Albert. It's like.
We'll call him Al.
You know, really.
Let's
yeah,
just shorten
Al.
It. Let's just call him Al.
And he's got blonde hair, and he's kind of like, you know, I'm a badass, you know, knight kind of person on this horse, you know, and he's all like, we've been waiting for you, and he, like, takes him, and he's all like, maybe this guy's gonna help me, and he's like, you know, not. And then two of the other guys jump in, two of my favorite characters from the series, Conrad, who is so hot, and Gunther, who is sexy hot, like, in that weird kind of semi-girly way.
In the airhead kind of way, she means.
Yeah, too. Completely. So, you know, there's like this horse, you know, riding battle where they manage to get Yuri back, you know, and he can't understand them. They can't understand him. And then they go, and I think they put an enchant on him so that he can understand the language.
Okay.
So then he can finally understand what's
going on. Albright grabs him by the head and, like, with his hands. And gives him the language.
That's right, he does. I got that mixed up. Why am I thinking that they gave it to him? I don't know what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's got the language, so he finally understands that, you know, it's not Japanese, but it's this other foreign language, you know, and they're just kind of like, yeah, you know, we were kind of expecting you. You need to come with us. And they kind of take him to this castle, Blood Pledge Castle. And they kind of pretty much inform him, yeah, you're going to be our king, you know, and he's all like, what? It's like, yeah, you know, our former leader, you know, said that he'd come back to us and he would have dark, you know, dark hair and dark brown, you know, dark eyes and be kind of dark. And when he came, he would, you know, take over and rule our kingdom, you know, and he's
so
like.
So what you're telling me is that we have a toilet magic swirly porthole. To royalty.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're demons.
Oh.
They're like demons, but they're like human demons. They're not like demon.
Okay.
They have
because
powers,
they call him
basically.
Mao. And Mao means demon king. Because they're calling him Mao. So he's a demon king.
So it's
power.
A magic swirly porthole to demon royalty. Surprise! Okay. You're a demon.
Yeah.
And you know, not only are you any regular little schmuck demon, you're the king of the demons!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Aren't you glad that you got your head stuck in the toilet today?
Here's your prize, royalty! Yay! A whole country! It's for you! But anyway, so they bring him to this school, you know, and he meets other characters, you know, people who don't really want to accept him, you know, as the possible new ruler. And he meets the former ruler of this country.
Oh,
who is
God.
This... Yeah.
Bimbo. She's a bimbo.
Oh, big bimbo. Long, curly, blonde hair, really big boobies, you know, the puckered lips, and the whole come and get it big boy attitude.
Yay.
Yeah, doesn't she, like hug him and squish his face in her boobs? Like, first
yeah,
thing?
She does. She does. You know, and she's all, you know, because
it's a welcoming maneuver. It makes people feel welcome. It's like, being a baby again and being welcomed into the bosom or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Or so, something.
You know, yeah, something.
You know, and she's, like, trying to seduce him. Now, mind you, he's, like, 15. You know, and, you know, she's older, mm-hmm. and that's all I'm going to say on that, because it's kind of hard to determine exactly how old she is. Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't she have a kid that's his age?
Yes. Wolfram.
Yeah, Wolfram's a kid.
Yes, and so is Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad's like 10 years older than him, and she's his mom, too.
Yeah. She's like everyone's mom. It's kind of...
Okay.
She is.
So now we have a magical toilet porthole to demon royalty with MILF action?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's a whore. But anyway... So you meet her youngest son, who's this Wolfram, and he looks... Slyker, it's not funny. He's got long blonde hair. Well, short... He's got wavy blonde hair.
Okay.
These big blue eyes, and he's in the militia. He's in the army that they have for the country. And he's all like, I'm not going to accept him as the ruler. I don't care what you say. He's really put off by it, extremely put off by it. You know, and they're all having dinner, and it's all nice. It's all kind of resolved. You know, Yuri is kind of, you know, bewildered by all this and doesn't want to believe it. You know, and, you know, Wolfram kind of has a tantrum. And scatters the whole thing on the table. All the silverware falls to the ground. And, you know,
dramatic.
because Wolfram said something about Yuri's mom.
He said, like, hey.
Oh, you can't be saying my mama.
Yeah. You know, so he gets all mad. He's like, I don't want you talking about my mother that way. You know, and, like, the table flips over and he goes to start picking up the mess. You know, and everyone's like, he shouldn't do that. He shouldn't do that. And... He goes and he lifts up, I believe it's a fork.
A knife.
Okay. And you know what? Everyone's like, you know, and he's all like.
At this point, Wolfram's like smirking.
Yeah, because it's not good. You know, and the mom is like, are you going to take that back? You know, and Yuri's like, no, I'm not taking that back.
No, the mom says that about the slap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The slap. I forgot.
Wait, somebody got slapped? Was it a pimp slap? Was it a pimp slap?
I
think it's the first thing that happens is that he slaps Wolfram,
him.
And then Wolfram knocks everything on the floor.
That's right, he does.
Well,
that's
if you
right.
say my mama, you gonna catch some hell too.
But here's the thing,
uh-oh.
In this country,
yes.
slapping someone across the face is a marriage proposal.
Oh, come on.
That, you know, so when he, and Yuri doesn't know it when he does it. So that's when the mom's like, are you gonna take that back? She's like, no. She gets all excited. She's like, oh my God. She's like, you guys are engaged. You know, and he's
oh
all like,
my God.
And he's like, what? Like, he's, you know, and everyone's like, yeah. And he's like, but we're dudes. You know, and Gunter's like, you know, that's not very uncommon, you know, around here. You know, apparently there's a lot of homoeroticism going on in the demon country.
Okay, so here we go. This is what we got now. Porthole to demon royalty, swirly, MILF, gay marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets worse. Go back to the knife.
Oh, God.
Yes. So, like I said, Wolfram knocks the table over, you know, and Yuri, you know, is trying to, you know, clean everything up, and he picks up a knife. And, you know, at this point, now Wolfram's like, oh, yeah, it's on. Because the custom is around there. When you lift up a knife and you're, I believe it's pointed at him, isn't it?
No, it's anytime you lift up a knife someone's deliberately thrown on the floor.
Yeah. It's a symbol for a duel. You're challenging that person to a duel.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Now, not, has he, you know, imposed marriage, but now they're going to fight. It's complete anarchy through the first few episodes once you get the pace of how everything's supposed to go.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it is so enjoyable. You know, I mean, most...
Oh, I'm sold. I have to see this thing.
Most guys, when they see it at first, are like, there's too many pretty men. I don't know if I'm going to like this. And all the girls, we love it. We were like, oh my God, and Wolfram's so cute and all that. And Gunther's hot. I think he's like the hottest. He becomes a model later on in the series. But
does he?
I digress. Yes.
I only got to the part where he was trapped in the little girl doll and was like shooting like lasers from his eyes. Or from his...
What?
Yeah, because they go back to Earth to find the last box, and he accidentally falls into the magic water portal. After they all go, so he ends up being transported somewhere else, and he's in America, and, like, he's wandering around, and he can't speak because, you know, he's in America.
Yep.
You know, and this woman finds him who can speak their language, and she's like, but he's so beautiful. I know what I'll do. I'll make him a model, and he becomes a model, and he becomes this big hit in America.
That's awesome.
Oh,
as he's trying to find Yuri, so half the time he's all like, Hika, I will find you.
Oh, I God. I forgot how many times he screamed that in the series.
I think I'm going to count how many times he says it per episode, because he says it so much, and that means Your Highness, just so everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's always like, Hika! Hika!
He's very expressive about it. He's got, like, hundreds of different ways to say it.
Say it. Does. I mean, but it's just overly enjoyable, and it keeps everybody entertained because, I mean, it's kind of got the longevity that Fushigi Yugi had, because there's over right now. I think I've gotten episode 69. Anyway. So, I mean, it's still going. It hasn't finished yet. And
okay, well, good, because I need somebody to shuffle me some so I can see it, because I absolutely have to be a part of this.
Oh, it is so worth
yeah, you have
so
to
worth,
see it.
I have to. It's just, it's done. I will see,
like,
this.
I give it 2 thumbs up. You know, well, technically I'm a panda, so I give 2
paws
up. Yeah, because I don't think pandas have thumbs.
They got the little pucky thingy, but kind of like most bears. They got the
give
little
it 5 pads.
Thingy.
I give it 5 pads because I have pads on my paws.
There you go.
5 pads for this. It is funny. It will keep you entertained. And it'll always keep you going, what the fuck?
But in the good way.
In good way.
Not in the, I don't understand, it hurts way.
I mean, I can't really.
Like 12 monkeys. It's not 12 monkeys, what the fuck, right?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
I like 12 monkeys.
Anyway.
But you're talking about the Bruce Willis movie, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I own that. I liked that.
It's
but
good.
Regardless.
But you kind of go, huh? Oh, head hurt. Okay.
But regardless, my lovelies.
Yes.
It's worth buying.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I haven't heard it in dub yet, so I can't, you know, stress.
Speak on that.
Yeah. I can't stress about how great the voice actors are. I was looking through to see if I recognized any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem like new people to me, though I'm sure I've probably heard them before.
Right.
But I'm not sure. I haven't had the pleasure to hear it in English, and I don't even think I want to, because I kind of like the voice actors for the subbed version a lot better.
Okay.
They really pinpointed.
So you're taking,
you know,
sub
what
over
kind
dub
of,
right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Until
anybody read that post of mine, it's however I hear it first is like how it's like in
the
my
best.
Head.
Right.
It drives me crazy if I try and watch it any other way. I'm like, that's not what.
Oh, right. Yeah, I agree, because, like, I watched one of the Inuyasha movies, and I, by accident, put it on the subtitle version as opposed to the dub one, and it was like a whole new Inuyasha experience for me.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, they don't say Kagome and Inuyasha all the time. Oh, he calls her a bitch. Oh,
yeah,
he's mostly calling her a bitch all the time. That's why they don't put that on the Cartoon Network.
Nope.
All right.
Oh, my God.
But regardless, guys, I give it 5 M&Ms. Go out and watch it.
Excellent.
And now,
uh-oh,
being who I am, I'm going to pass the mic not to Ninja this time.
I know.
No.
I gotta wait my turn.
I am passing it to Magic.
Yay!
Oh, no, I hope I don't drop it. I'm new at this whole thing.
Just here. I'm going to hand it to you nice and
if you
and
drop
lightly.
The mic, make sure you say, and I'm out, before you do it, so it sounds like you did it on purpose.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yep,
I'll try.
But there we go, and take it away, magic.
All right, I got a death grip on this mic. All right.
Good.
I am going to talk about Bleach and Naruto, but not about the series, about the fillers. All right?
Ah.
Everyone knows what fillers are, yes?
But go ahead
and
explain
break it down.
Just in case.
All right. Well, I've been doing some research online, and as far as I can tell, anything not contained in the manga is considered a filler, because it's like, you know, they're putting spaces in between what's going on in the manga. Or, this is something else I heard, anything that doesn't immediately and clearly advance the story is also considered a filler.
Okay.
And this drives me crazy. People are all over online. You look up Naruto, you look up Bleach, and people are like, oh my god, the fillers! You know, and they're all bitching and moaning about it. And it drives me crazy. It's like, why would you complain about the fillers? You're getting more of the characters you like. It's not all that bad. I mean, some of them are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Naruto, the instructor's name is Kakashi.
Yes.
And during one of these filler arcs, they spend the entire arc, Kakashi wears a mask over his face. They'd spend the entire arc thinking about what his lips look like and trying to get him to reveal his lips.
Oh my god.
Now, arcs like that are a little silly. But the whole series is silly. So people are like, oh my god, I hated that whole, like, Kakashi's lips arc. And I'm like, you know, it tells you more about your characters. It mm-hmm. it does, I mean, it is a little silly. It doesn't advance the story at all.
Right.
But you still get more information and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm up to 154, I believe, in Naruto.
Nice.
So that's maybe like 50 episodes of fillers right there,
mm-hmm.
as per the internet's definition of fillers.
Right.
But I wouldn't miss a single one of them. People are like, oh, when will the fillers end? These are terrible. I want to go back to my regular storyline. And there's so much that they're missing in these fillers.
Right.
You know, like Hinata. She is a total wuss back in the regular storyline. But in the fillers, she recently, like, got some, like, kick-ass powers. She's like, yeah, I'm training. And then she, you know, like, rocks the world. She's awesome. And Sakura, she was kind of a tag-on. Because
mm-hmm.
Naruto's all like, I'm a mystical fox creature. I can, you know, if I get
like
mad, I kick ass.
Fox.
Yeah,
piss me off and I will kill you slowly.
Yeah. Basically, and then Sasuke has got his blood limit going on, you know,
yep,
so he's awesome too.
Yeah,
Sakura's
the double
just
eyeball thing. That's a weird eyeball thing, by the way.
Yeah, it is. But anyways, Sakura's just kind of, you know, sitting there, can't do shit, while these two are like, I am the king of the world.
Yeah, and she's so, like, but I'm smart.
Yeah, she doesn't have the power. She's got control. Mm-hmm. I think Kakashi maybe said that. Somebody said
yes.
that.
Yeah, I think
so. While they have like all the raw power to like blow shit up,
mm-hmm.
she's all about like finesse.
Yes, and
so when they
that power.
Yeah, so when they find Tsunami, I believe her name is the fifth
mm-hmm.
Hokage. Hokage. There we go. See, I hear these words, and I think I know them, but then I try and say them, and
yeah,
they just don't come out.
I've, like, become addicted to Naruto because of stupid Cartoon Network. I set it up to record something else, and it recorded a bunch of Naruto episodes, because I guess they switched the time slot, and I got addicted. Because I was like, all right, here we go, anime movie! And I'm like, it's not anime movie. Fuck. All right. Please continue.
See, that's serendipitous, though. Then you still get exposed to something new. At least it didn't, like, record, like, Robot Chicken or something, which is horrible.
See, I like Robot Chicken, but...
I hate Robot Chicken.
But it's like, I like it if I'm, like, watching it on the replay because I'm doing something else, so it's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's really funny at 3 o'clock in the morning when you really need some sleep.
Infomercials are really funny at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But see, it's shorter than an infomercial, so I can set
it
and
forget it. So
it
can hold your attention.
Exactly. You know, and the DVD thing, it's great because, you know, since the episode's only 15, you know, you get a whole season on, like, one DVD. It's awesome. But I'm digressing. Please continue.
Oh, see, I have ADD, and I can't even, I get irritated.
Well, and I have a thing for Seth Green anyway, so I kind of have, like, a fascination with Seth Green, so
yeah.
That helps. Please continue.
Anyways, all right, so when Tsunami comes in, she's all like, you know, Sakura, you could be, like, the greatest medical ninja, like, since me, you know, because she's, like, 50 years old or something, and there haven't been any medical ninjas since then. So Sakura, like, finds her purpose, and there's all this, like, really important character stuff going on, and people are like, oh my god, it's all fillers, it's all, like, junk, and they don't want to even watch it. And I have to say this to these people. If you didn't have fillers, your series would be exponentially shorter, and then you'd bitch and moan about how fucking short they were.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. See, Bleach has even better fillers than Naruto, because some of Naruto's fillers, I kind of agree with people that they're, you know, not something I particularly want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But Bleach has the Boundo, which are like vampires that suck people's souls and have a doll, which is kind of like a Zanpakuto, but not.
Okay.
Because it's not a sword.
Okay.
So these dolls, like one guy has a snake, and he can turn the snake into a whip, and anything this whip hits will also turn into a snake. And this other guy's got this metal golem that she can transform like her arms into little metal pellets and like shoot at people and stuff.
I've really got to see this series.
Oh, you haven't seen Bleach?
No,
you have to. All right, that's it. You log off like right now and go watch Bleach.
Panda just sent me like episodes 1 through 67.
Yeah.
That she had, so I've got them sitting in a box right here, but. My Pookie Buns computer here had some issues, so
yeah.
The anime got put on the back burner. But it's all back
I'm on,
and better now. So
I'm on like 85, 86 episodes of Bleach. So it's not as long yet as Naruto.
Right.
And I think it's only been the last 15, 20 episodes that would be considered filler. I'm doing air quotes. You can't see it, but filler.
I trust you. I'm doing them as well.
So anyways, but it's like a whole nother storyline. Now these, as per the definition of fillers, I wouldn't consider them fillers. You know, they're just like a gap in the story, kind of. You know, because it's like all this important stuff happens, and you find out people are evil. I'm not going to tell you who, because you haven't seen it.
You find out people are evil,
and the evil guys get away.
Okay.
And then they go on and do other things while they're, you know, still worried about these people.
Okay.
But people think this, like, gap in between is all fillers. And it's not. It's just a different part of the storyline.
So would you consider it more of a bridge than a filler?
Definitely a bridge.
Okay.
Definitely a bridge.
See, I think that's one thing that some people who get into anime don't understand, especially with action anime, is that it can't be fighting all the time. You have to have an actual story arc, which means there comes a lull in the action where you actually have to connect two pieces together somehow.
Yeah, and you have to understand the characters and where they're coming from and what they've gone through and stuff. And I mean, it always is a bit anticlimactic when, you know, they're off in other worlds destroying horrible monsters, and then they come home and they eat breakfast together and stuff and, you know, go to school. But that's life. That's how stuff works. Because, you know, they're not going to be fighting monsters forever. Or they'd just, you know, they'd die. And that would be the end of the series.
Yeah, and that would be really quick. Like, if you were to take all the action stuff out of Naruto and then try to make a whole episode out of that, your episode, instead of being for, you know, a regular half hour, saying you have 22 minutes of content, it'd probably be only 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, well, what the fuck? And would be, you know, left with a feeling of not getting a full experience. So I think that, for instance, like, if you didn't know that the reason why Sasuke was so focused on stuff was because of his entire clan being killed and his whole arc to understanding his power, if you didn't understand that, he wouldn't be as badass.
Yeah. And he'd just be that jerk off that doesn't really talk to anybody.
Exactly. And nobody would be invested in him. And so then, you know, Sakura being obsessed with him wouldn't make any sense because he's just a prick. Why would she be attracted to him? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that people take that into account. Or the ones that do, don't put up with the people who don't. Because I know I don't.
If you really care that much about not watching filler crap, there's this little button on most media players, and it's got two arrows facing to the right,
mm-hmm.
and it's called fast forward. And you can
You can go
through the boring parts. How cool is that?
See, I always wondered what, because I knew what the single arrow meant, but the double arrow, I was kind of always afraid to touch it. I was afraid that, you know, I might get sucked into a toilet portal and wound up being the queen of the demons and have to wear a thong. I've been very, very terrified of that. So.
Or if you really, really hate it, there's one with the two arrows and then the line, which brings you all the way to the end, so you don't have to watch any of it.
Oh, I can just go right to the credits, because that's the fun
part. You can.
Because then I can go, I don't know you. Nope, I don't know that person. That person has an awesome name.
See, I watch the fan subs, so I can't actually read any of it, because it's all in Japanese.
I see. Yeah, I've only gotten one thing that was fan subbed, and that was a Kaleidostar movie. The last one, the end one. When
they made a movie?
Yeah, it comes full circle. It's awesome.
Cool.
Panda keeps trying to get a hold of it from me. And
now yeah, she's been like crazy obsessed with it ever since she borrowed like the first half of the first season from me.
Yeah.
And she's all like telling me about everything that goes on, and I'm like, I've only watched the first half of the first season. I have never seen the rest of it.
That's my fault, because I was watching it and I called her on the phone after I got through the first episode on Anime on Demand. I was like, have you ever heard of this anime? And she's like, I think so, but I haven't seen it. I'm like, dude, as soon as it comes on, you have to watch it because you're going to love it. She's like, okay, whatever. And then she called me up after she got through, like, episode 3. She goes, I just bought, like, 10 episodes. Mom's going to be pissed. But you were so right. You were so right. It was awesome. I was like, yeah, I know. I told you. So, yeah, I knew that she would get addicted to it. But, yeah, there is a movie. And it's very, very interesting. Poses a few things. It's really funny because, like, during part of the movie, it's really funny because Mei is like following Sora, because Sora's trying to find Layla through the whole movie, and it's really funny because Layla's like off on this personal quest where like she is actually investigating all the things that made her the way that she is and how Sora's really made a change in her life. And I don't want to give too much away, but
so does this happen after New Wings?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't think I know who Mei is.
Yeah. Mei is in New Wings, and she's like, she's a bitch, okay? She's like, I'm better than you, Sora, and I'm going to be Leon's partner, and I'm going to be better than Layla, and I'm going to be the Kaleidostar, and you suck! Ugh!
Good God.
Yeah. It's just, and it sucks, too, because she has really pretty purple hair, and I'm a sucker for purple-headed anime characters, but no, she has to
be a
bitch.
I like the redheads.
The redheads are usually fiery, and I appreciate that, but it's just something about the purple-headed ones. I just want to go, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. So anyway, but the movie's really good. And
One of us should do a post about that, analyzing, like, personality types and what color hair they have.
You know, that would probably be a really good thing to do, because
I'm gonna get on that this weekend.
Okay,
I totally
good,
am.
Good, because that should happen. But anyway, down to my stuff, because I got to make it quick.
All right, fine. Let me wrap up.
Yeah, wrap it up.
All right. I got one last thing to say.
Okay.
You know, for all of you out there who enjoy, you know, that you're just starting out maybe, but who enjoy Bleach and Naruto, don't listen to what anybody else says. Don't listen to me saying, you know, oh, it's all awesome, or don't listen to other people saying it's all crap. You know, make your own decisions about which story arcs you want to watch. You know, because some of them are pretty terrible. I'll agree to that. Mm-hmm. But some of them are totally worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my spiel, and I'm handing the mic over to Ninja.
Yay! Oh, and I'm out. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't drop it. I never dropped the mic. My mic is my friend. This week,
especially when it's strapped to your head.
Yeah. See, mine isn't. I have this really awesome mic, and I don't want to say what mic it is, because I'm going to actually be emailing the company that makes the mic and see if they'll send me a couple of accessories that are really cool for it for free. And if they do, then I'll mention them on the podcast and be like, Ninja Sister uses blah 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 mics. But you know, because I'm trying to get the hookup. It's all good.
But can't do it yet.
Yeah, can't do it yet, because you know it's not a bribe, because bribing is illegal. Okay, and we
don't think
promote.
It's officially illegal.
We don't want it. Well, ask Jack Abramoff. I think he found out it's pretty legal. But anyway, but it's a really awesome mic, and it's a stand-up mic, so it's actually on a stand over here to my right. so that I try not to pop my peas too much anymore. But anywho, this week, Nintendo threw a little shindig. Did you hear about the shindig yesterday?
I hear nothing about Nintendo ever.
Oh, well, I'll share it with the
people. You're my Nintendo informant.
Yeah.
You're all my Nintendo stuff through you.
I am the Nintendo informer. I got a trench coat and everything. Yesterday, Nintendo threw an event where they basically put everything on the line. They told all the details that they had about the Wii. We've got a launch date, which is November 19th, 2 days after the PlayStation 3.
Cool.
We've got a price. There's only one model that you can buy. It's $250, but it's $250 and they're including a game.
Which game?
The Nintendo, the Wii Sports game.
Ugh, sports
so
games.
So the one that, well, it. What's fun about their game is that because of the motion controller thing, it's all real cartoony-like stuff. But yeah. There's a tennis game that actually recognizes when you flip the remote to do a backhand.
Oh, that's cool.
And it makes your characters hit backhand. So it recognizes...
See, but there's still something about the Wii I don't get.
Yeah.
You can fish on the Wii, you can, you know, bat or do tennis on the Wii.
Yep. Bowl and box.
Yeah, why don't you just go outside and do these things in real life?
Because at least on the Wii, you look like you might have some ability. Personally, when I play tennis, it's just bad. Okay? I wound up getting my nose broken while playing doubles tennis. Learning to play doubles tennis in junior high. So it's really for the best that I not be given any kind of implement or be around anyone with any aluminum, metal, or wood bats and or mechanisms because I will end up in the hospital somehow. You'll say, that can't happen. That's just, it's not possible, but it will happen to me. So it's really for the best that I stay away from any sports that require a lot of equipment.
So you're not going to be using your Wii with anybody else in the room.
if I do, they really should probably stay at least 5.5 feet away from me at all times. I should really have a quarantine bubble of about 5.5 feet for their safety as much as for my own.
Yeah.
At this time, until the lightsaber battle game comes out, and then all bets are off. Because I've already made like plans for that thing. But basically, there is no bad news as far as I'm concerned with the Wii announcement because they're bundling it with a game, the unit has built-in Wi-Fi, so right from the get-go, if you already have a Wi-Fi network at home, you can immediately take the box, the console, out of your box, hook it up, be on the internet right then and there, not have to pay a fee like you do with your Xbox 360 to get online and have access to a fun game. It comes with a Wii remote controller, the Wiimote.
Wiimote.
Yes, and it comes with a nunchaku adapter, that little thumb pad thing that, like, hooks onto the bottom, so you've got the two-handed gaming thing going on. Comes with one of those in the box. Comes with the actual unit, which is about the size of three DVD cases stacked up on its side. So it's extremely small and portable. Unlike,
it's tiny.
Yeah, it's tiny. Unlike the other two systems. One of the things about the Wiimote, not the Wiimote, the Nintendo Wii, is that it does not have DVD playback capability. And there were some people that were all, you know, got their knickers in a bunch about it, but I think it's a smart move. Because one, it cuts down the price of the box. Because if they sold a console version of it without a game, it would be a sub-$200 system.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's really considering what you'd pay for a core system from Microsoft without a game would probably run you about $299.
Yeah.
You know, as far as getting more bang out of your buck, that's not bad. But most people already have a set-top DVD player. I mean, at this point, if you're watching movies, you're most likely watching them on a DVD player, and you're watching them on a DVD player that you probably spent a chunk of money for to hook it up to your TV. So there's really no reason to have an Xbox that can play DVDs, a PlayStation that can play DVDs, and a Nintendo box that can play DVDs, when really you've got a DVD player that you already enjoy. And that's what the CEO says. Like, look, if you're watching movies, you already have a player. So there's really no reason for us to build one into this thing.
Yeah, and if you don't have a player already, you're probably not watching DVDs anyway.
Exactly, okay? I mean, let's face it, if you really want to get into the DVD market right now, because you've never watched a DVD, you can go and grab one of those Apex DVD players for like $23.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not going to go out and buy a gaming console so you can watch movies. So I really don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it's actually a good thing because it keeps the price of the unit down, and it keeps watching movies where you really should watch them, which is on a DVD player that's built just for doing that. As opposed,
you know,
to
I actually never use my DVD players. I use my DVD ROM.
Mm-hmm.
DVD, does it call it ROM? Yeah. DVD drive, yeah. Whatever it's called, on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I never watch TV, like, ever anymore. I just download them, like, off of like, iTunes. You can get TV shows and stuff.
Well, you can get movies now.
Can you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Apple had an announcement this week, too. The Disney and some of the Miramax movies are now available for purchase on the iTunes store. It's no longer the iTunes music store because they sell movies and TV shows now. So it's now the iTunes store. So you can buy Pirates of the Caribbean.
Cool.
It works just like the TV shows work, so you can put it on an iPod, or you can watch it on any of your authorized computers, but you can't make a copy of it.
Yep.
Which, you know, makes sense to me anyway, so I promised myself that I could only buy movies that were movies that I didn't really want to watch with company on a big TV. That was my limitation for the iTunes store, otherwise I'd be broke right now. But anyway, some more of the stuff that Nintendo said that I thought was great was that with the Nintendo Wii, they have built in two ports for the GameCube memory card, so you don't lose your save games if you have a GameCube. If you have GameCube games, the drive, which is a slot-loading drive, does work with those smaller GameCube games, so you don't lose anything. As far as that goes, which is great, because now if you've got Animal Crossing for the GameCube and you've got your whole town, you don't have to lose it because you've switched to the new system. You can just plug in your memory card and put your game over and you haven't lost anything. So it is completely backwards compatible with the GameCube, which
that is cool.
It's very cool. And it also has four ports on the back of the system for your old GameCube controllers. So if you don't want to move to the new controllers, you don't have to. You can still use your old GameCube controller. So you're not out any money.
Because everyone knows relearning controllers is the worst part of getting a new system.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. And then if you were really into the GameCube, you know, the GameCube had four player ports built in. So if you maxed out your system to begin with, you've got four controllers. I'd be pissed off if I bought a new system and would have to buy all new controllers. But yeah, at this point, you can just take your games. So even if you don't like the Wii Sports games, if you have some GameCube games that you liked and for some odd reason you're not interested in any of the launch titles, you still have the ability to game right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about a compatibility issue. So I thought that that was really good on their part to actually incorporate that. What else was I going to say? One of the things that I thought was very interesting about the Wii was they have this thing that they're calling the Virtual Console, which is the reason that I'm going to buy this thing. Besides Red Steel, Virtual Console is the reason why I'm going to buy this thing. What Virtual Console lets you do is it lets you buy and download old NES, SNES, N64, Genesis.
Oh my God, Sega Genesis?
Yes.
I haven't heard that name in such a long time.
Yep. And TurboGrafx-16 games to your Wii hard drive and play them. You own them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The NES games are going to be $5 a piece. The SNES games are probably going to be about $8. And the N64 games are going to be $10. Which means you can play Donkey...
Do they have the... Did they have the full catalog?
They haven't listed what they have, but seeing as how it's Nintendo, I would assume that Nintendo has the full catalog of all of their systems, which means Star Fox 64, Killer Instinct.
All the old favorites.
Double Dragon, Streets of Rage. They're all going to be playable. They're going to have about 30 titles available on launch day, and they hope to release 10 new titles for the virtual console each month. Now, they haven't said if those 10 are going to be theirs and third-party, because there is a lineup of third-party companies that have also said that they're going to be releasing virtual console titles. And some of these companies are companies that haven't had or don't have any retro games in their catalog. So it you can only assume that they're working on actual new titles for download for the virtual console. Because
that's awesome.
Capcom has said that they're coming out with games for it. Hudson's coming out with games for it. Koei, Konami, Sega, Taito, Tecmo, and Square Enix has said.
Square Enix, awesome.
That they're coming out with stuff for the virtual console. So I think that this is going to be a big thing for the casual gamer and the hardcore gamer, because there's a whole lot of games that, you know, I still have cartridges for at my house where I grew up for the NES that I would love to be able to play again, but don't have an NES that I could play it on. So the fact that I could buy these titles again for $5 and be able to play them right then and there is just dumbfounding me at this point.
Yeah, and it'll reintroduce new generations of gamers to the old games mm-hmm. that they were never exposed to before.
Well, and I think it's something that, you know, it's going to allow parents who, you know, grew up playing a lot of console games, actually, like, in wooden consoles at the arcade, share some games with their kids that their kids have never played, and get to be a kid again with their kids and share that. Because because of the remote and with the motion sensor and things like that, there are a lot of games that are going to be very easy for players of any skill level to pick up and just have fun with, okay? The tennis game looks really fun, but there's also a boxing thing, a bowling thing. Then they've got the Wii Orchestra thing where if you select the drum section, you actually have to beat your remote like you're playing the drums, and it recognizes when you hit up for a cymbal and down for a snare or
That's
over
awesome.
For the other drum. So it's going to be fun. I mean, there's no point other than to play some music to it, so there's no achievement, but damn, it's fun. You know? So yeah. I think that that's going to be something that's going to be huge. And another thing that Nintendo has said is that they plan to ship 4 million Wii units between launch day and December 31st of this year. Whereas Sony is going to...
Have they said they're releasing on the launch date?
Most likely they will have probably 1 million. Because, see, Nintendo's had their chips since July. Which means they could have been in production of machines since July.
Yeah.
So
they might have a large backlog.
They may have a large flooding of systems on launch day. You may actually be able to walk into your local game store and physically put your hands on a box. Because
without reserving
it. Because we're getting them first. Okay. They're not releasing the Wii in Japan until December 2nd. So we're actually getting the first batch in the U.S.
There's a turn of events.
Yeah.
Japan always gets everything first.
Not on this launch. So it says to me that Nintendo's really serious about getting back to being the top in the U.S. market. And that they're aggressively going after us. Because, yeah, we're getting the first initial batches of these machines. They're all coming over here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And then the last cool thing that I saw about it was this thing that they call the Mi Channel, that they spell M-I-I with the two little people. And it's kind of like the Blades, if you've ever used an Xbox 360, where you have the different panels for access, so you have a Blade for system information, a Blade for the arcade stuff, and the profile Blade, the dashboard. But what the Mi Channel lets you do is it lets you access the internet, since you have Wi-Fi, it's going to have the Opera browser built in, and it'll be free for a whole year, and then after a year, if you want to continue using the internet to check stuff through your Wii, you've got to pay for it, because Opera is a licensed browser. It's not a free browser, but something tells me somebody's going to figure out how to put Firefox on the sucker, so I'm not really worried about it. But they also have this thing where you can customize an avatar. And I call them Weeple, because you make little people.
Weeple.
So you can make little Weeple, and they're really, really distinct. Evidently, with all the options that you have, and they kind of look like a little cartoony character and things like that, but there are thousands upon thousands of combinations between body style, head shape, eye shape, color, hair color, mustache, beard, body type, shirt color, design, all that kind of thing, that you make your custom avatar, and then you can save your avatar to your remote so that when you go to other people's houses to play, you bring your Weeple along with you, and then when you start playing, when you log in, your Weeple can interact with their Weeple. And so you can meet Weeple on the internet.
I'll have your Weeple call my Weeple. We'll do
lunch.
Yeah,
we'll do lunch. Exactly. Exactly. And so I'm like, oh my God, it's like Animal Crossing and like The Sims, but taken to a whole nother level. Because there's a rumor that you'll be able to access Weeple on the internet. Uh-huh. So you can like check in on your Weeple.
Oh my God.
And see what your Weeple's doing while you're not there.
Oh, God.
So I'm looking forward to that because, like, the Reggie Fils-Aimé, who is the CEO of Nintendo of America, did a demonstration where he was going to make a Sam Jackson Weeple. And I was reading the Destructoid.com account of it. And he's like, the funny thing was, when he finished, he really looked like Sam Jackson. It was kind of spooky. But so I'm really looking forward to seeing just how the Weeple thing works.
Yeah.
Because I think that could actually be just hours of stupid fun.
Sounds like it'll take hours just to customize it,
okay,
right?
Okay, because...
with so many options.
You know, I'll go to that South Park character animating thing, and I just make characters all the damn time. Like, when I'm bored, I've got, like, a hippie Viking, and I don't put them anywhere, but I make them.
Oh God! Years ago, one of my friends, before anybody really knew that existed, one of my friends went on there and created our entire little circle of friends as South Park characters.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I think he gave me a machine gun and a cigarette, actually.
Nice. Yeah, I have a Weeple that kind of looks like a cross between an angel and Puff Daddy with an AK-47. I call him Chilla. So, you know, yeah, I do that. But the great thing about it is that the Mii stuff is all free. There's no charge for it. There's no word yet if there may be more interaction things that are built in down the line that they may charge for or not. But right out of the box, with the exception of buying games for the virtual console, you're good to go. There's no extra money. When you buy a Wii, you will spend $250, unless you need to pick up an extra controller, or there's extra games that you want to pick up. But you can walk out of the store for $250 with a fully functional system and game, and I just think that for the holiday season, the Wii is going to be the best option for people. Yeah, you really would be hard-pressed to find a better gift if no matter what your gaming level really is, if you're an avid gamer or just the casual gamer, for, you know, very little money, you can walk into a store, get a box that has everything you need to get up and running for, you know, $250, and actually get to experience some games in a very new and fun way. So I really do think that it's the best setup to go with. I know I'm looking forward to doing that. But with that said, it looks like we're all out of time because Magic Mystic had to leave, and so did Pandalicious. So I'm a ninja all by myself. I know that being a ninja is lonely and hard work. I understand that, but I do better in groups, really. I'm a clan type of person. Not the clan type of person, but a clan type of person. So, I am going to say that you got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best, the fucking best, as Pandalicious would say if she was here, girl gaming and anime podcast. You can contact us via our 1-800 number, or I should say our toll-free number, because it's 1-888-333-8985. It's a free call for you. It's free love for us, and we really do enjoy hearing from you. If your comment or question is funny or something that we think that everyone should hear, we'll even post it on the website so that people can actually listen to your question and post replies in our comment field and things like that. We do want to see more comments, people, because we really do enjoy interacting with you. You ask really good questions, and sometimes you just make us laugh till milk wants to shoot out of our nose. And most of the time, we're not even drinking the milk. So that really is a feat all unto itself, people. You should take pride. Take pride, America. And other countries. You can also send us a comment or question by clicking on the Hit Us Up link on the website. Just fill out the form. All fields are required. So put your question, your email, and whatever name you want us to refer to you by in. And click submit, and if you want to be entered into the sweepstakes, just click on the little button that says enter me into the sweeps. Who knows? You could win candy or a t-shirt. It's very possible. People really do win at ESH, and it could be you. You could already be a wiener. Winner. Yeah. The second one, not the first one. I don't know if you're a wiener or not. In any case, I'm Ninja Sista, and since I'm all alone, I'm not going to have any toast today. I just don't feel like having the toast. Maybe I'll have a piece of toast with a cup of tea. Yeah, that could be really good, because I haven't had tea in a while. Maybe I'll just sit back with my toast and my tea and think some deep thoughts by Jack Handy. No, not by Jack Handy, because I don't want SNL to sue us. In any event, this is Ninja Sista. This podcast is Toast, and I'm out.